AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
From fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end we leave it with just to lift your spirits, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey, can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Hey, this is comedian Flame Monroe, and welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn. We are so happy that you guys joined us today, along here with my wonderful producer, Mr. Aaron Howard, and my gorgeous co-host, the lady Toots herself, the one and only icon, Ms. Bobby Clifford. How are you, Bobby?
Hi, doll. How you doing?
My voice is a little heavy today. I need to take some weights off of it, but right now I can't. It's been a very interesting turn of events happening in the last couple of weeks, Bobby. So I just want to jump right into it. I want to jump right into something that I have been saying and something that I am so pleased that they have finally come to terms with, and they have ousted George Santos from Congress, and I will take it.
He went out like sour grapes, though. He's spilling the beans on everybody. He's talking about adultery, insider trading.
Well, why wouldn't he? He lied to get the job. So why wouldn't he?
Oh, my God.
Or is he telling the truth? That's the question.
Oh, he could be telling the truth. But God, I would like to think that he's at one point could kind of go out. I'd say like a man, but I'll say like a grown up.
Girl, I'm glad you said that, because I almost said something else. Like a drag queen, which he's making money again back on Cameo. He's making big money doing cameos now. So he has went over and started doing cameos.
Oh,
and hundreds of thousands of dollars to do personal cameos for people. That ain't the scariest part. From what I hear, rumor has it he might be a contestant on next season's RuPaul's Drag Race. Let's just sit back and see.
Oh, my God. I saw him on something on a clip. And he was there was an interview. It was one of the talk big talking heads that we saw. But I was just like clicking past it, and they asked him. So I stopped when I heard this. You know, are you afraid of going to jail? And he says, "Well, yes. Nobody wants to go to jail." Like I was happy to see that somebody actually posed it to him, that he actually does have some legal troubles. It's not just all about losing his seat. But I'm hoping that.
Rumor has it he lost his seat long before he lost that seat.
Kathy Hochul, the governor, is going to have a special election. Fingers crossed. He was the first Republican in quite a while that they'll get a Democrat back in that seat. But that won't happen. It's like 70 or 80 days after he was actually out. So it'll be sometime after the new year before they do that. Fingers crossed.
Here's the question, Bobby. Was he even a Republican? With so many lies being spewed from George Santos, we don't know anything to be true. We don't know anything to be true. We don't know anything to be true except that he did drag shows.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. He's, it's the truth. That's absolutely the truth. I think it seems like a lot of politicians, though, Flame, right now, are like flipping. Like RFK Jr. is... Now, all of a sudden, he's going to be an independent so that he can run, but he's actually a Democrat. They're a Manchin. I mean, God knows what he was. Supposedly a Democrat, but he had very Republican tendencies. So I don't know what any of them do. Sometimes I think they do whatever they can do to get into get their bottom into the chair. But he's not the only one. Kevin McCarthy is also saying that he's retiring from Congress at the end of the month or the end of the year. So this is going to lower the GOP gap to, I think it's going to only be two seats now at this point.
McCarthy should have retired after that 10th vote that he didn't get in.
Yeah, he should have. Well, when they ousted him, I think they've just made it absolutely. I think they've made it absolutely miserable for him. So. He's finally out, given his final speech, and et cetera, et cetera. Let's see what goes in with his seat as well. Fingers and toes crossed.
Well, I see that they went after, they're still going after Hunter Biden. They're all over Hunter Biden. And all of this to me is the decoy or the overplay for the overplay for the underplay, because it is all to cloud President Joe Biden to make Biden look bad. We've been talking about this on Laugh Line, Bobby. Good God, for two seasons.
Oh, it's
that they will do anything that they can do to discredit this man to make him look bad. But y'all keep hollering about his age. He was old when he won. He was 200 when he won.
Yeah, and I'm sure he didn't want to run then. But there wasn't much in there, and he's really believes in the Constitution and in a strong democracy. So he kind of. You know, brushed his pants off and got up and went in. Yeah, of the Hunter Biden had said that he wouldn't go into a closed hearing. He is willing to go into to a public hearing. So if they had 9 more indictments on him, we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens. See what happens with him.
They changed the game plan on Hunter Biden because the original deal was, you know, and he did pay his taxes and all of that.
He paid it all. The part that I find. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No. Come on.
No, the part that I find strange, Flame, is that he admitted all of this. He came out years ago, or 2 years ago, or whenever he had done the paying, he paid everything. He admitted to the gun charges. Like, you know, he admitted his piece of it. He said that he was irresponsible. He admitted to the prostitutes and the escorts and all of it. So when they start to bring up more charges, like they're discovering something, go back to and listen to what his original interview was. He listed it all. So I don't understand why now all of a sudden people are up in arms when he already squealed on himself, for the love of God. I don't get it.
And they had really already come to a deal. And so many people have gotten lesser charges. But this is all because this is the sitting president's
son. Oh, absolutely.
That they're trying to have issues with to make Biden. Yeah. And Biden, what they do know about President Joe Biden is that he does love his family and his children.
Oh, yeah.
And this could be a distraction, and this could be something just to infiltrate his mind and his heart, so that
absolutely.
He won't be on his A game to be the good president. Because the options that we have are just not looking good for us. So they figure frazzle the man who has a million responsibilities, mostly from the last administration, to mm-hmm. clean up. And go after his family. I think that was a line from Spider-Man when the Goblin said, "Attack the heart," and that's what they're doing. They can't get Biden on his politics. They can't get Biden on who he is as a man, but they can go after his children and his family, and that's exactly what they are doing.
That is his Achilles' heel. I mean, I will say he is so open about how close he is with his family, and his guilt. It's like a survivor's guilt for losing his wife and his daughter. It is so palpable. And it's hard. I have to say, in my own family, we have addicts, and there's such guilt that goes with that too, being a parent. So I think they found him in his weak spot. So let's see what happens. But
prayers to Hunter, prayers to Joe, and prayers to Dr. Jill Biden, the First Lady, because they're all a family, and prayers to America, because I'm telling y'all right now. Y'all looking at what Hunter Biden did. His father was not involved in any of his business practices. Did he use his dad's last name for clout? I'm sure he did. But that is what a lot of celebrities do.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Is what a lot of so many sports yeah. people, so many people do that. And they use their you know, their famous whoever's name to say, "Hey, I'm affiliated with this person, I'm affiliated with that person." The problem is the monsters that are going after Joe Biden, President Biden, the monsters that are going after him are the monsters that want to be put in position to be the monsters that will be in power to make everybody else bow down to their monsterism. Bullshit. I call bullshit. That's what the little boy said.
No,
bullshit.
It is. Nepotism is
bullshit.
Real.
The little white boy said bullshit. Bullshit.
Oh, my God. I know. That was so funny. I saw that little clip. That was hysterical.
That
was hysterical. And what's the worst is, as parents, like even say your kids, you can't be responsible for what your kids say. Like, he wasn't telling his son to use his name. So even if his son used it, it wasn't like Joe was out there, you know, glad handing and saying, "I'm Joe Biden, so you have to do for my kid." So anyway, this is all going to come out in the wash. I hope to God it comes out the way that we want, but it does distract. So here we are again. We've talked about this before, Flame.
Yeah.
Instead of talking about what the real issues are, what are we discussing? We're discussing a distraction, something that's just pulling away from what's actually going on that's good. And speaking about what's going on that was good, Kamala Harris, did you see that she has had the most tie-breaking votes cast by a VP in history?
Yeah.
She's got the golden gavel.
Yeah, and she, you know, Bobby, and I had my issues with Kamala Harris when she first had in the ring. I've said it publicly, even on The Breakfast Club. I'm not gonna say that she has grown on me, but I can't see what she has gotten in the way of anything that Joe Biden.
No, I haven't either.
To help push. So that part to me makes me look at her with a different set of eyes. You know, she is working it on out, and
she's learning from a master.
Yeah. She's learning. She definitely is learning from somebody who has been experienced in politics for what, 50 years? How long has Joe Biden been? 40, 50 years?
Cabe, so I think he was 20. Way. He was 29, right? When he became a senator, I believe he was the youngest, the youngest in his area, I believe. So if he's 81 now, or 82?
Now he's 2029. Yeah. Good God, he old. But his age has nothing to do with his credibility or his experience or that he is doing the job. Because everything that he said he was going to do, for the most part, he has pretty much done. Now, there are some organizations, black folks included, that we are
or
still
try.
Waiting on. Yeah, that we are still waiting on. But remember, we have to remember he is one person, and it takes two terms as the president of these United States to make real significant change. We have to give him a second term so we can see what he's going to do. Because the other one who wants the second term and not consecutively, have told you from day one, I will be a dictator. From day one.
Yeah. No, only on day one. He says only on day one. Because what he's going to do is he's going to pull the Constitution, right? He's going to make it so he won't even be called it. He'll I don't know what the hell he'll call himself after that, but he's going to wipe everything out on day one. So. Yeah, I don't even, can't even, ugh, makes me sick that he has not fallen in the polls at all.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death.
Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Well, let's go to something else, which, since we're already on gloom and doom with politics, and this is gloom and doom, but let me tell you the joy in this story for me. So we recently lost Norman Lear. Norman Lear was such an integral part of my childhood. Not that I met him when I was a kid, but fortunately I was able to meet him in 2019. Thank you, God, and thank you, Tiffany Haddish. But in 2019, they were remaking The Jeffersons, and Tiffany was playing on there. I always wanted to meet him because he was Maude, All in the Family, Good Times, The Jeffersons. So many shows that we watched on family TV we grew up with. I wanted Edith to be my mother. I wanted Florida to be my mother. I wanted James to be my daddy and my boyfriend. Go figure. But there was a character on All in the Family named Beverly LaSalle. It was a drag queen. At that time, they called it a transvestite. This was 74. And Archie saved this character's life on the movie. This is all a storyline. In the back of a cab, you know, she was in drag or what have you. Archie Bunker gave her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. She came to the house to thank them, and she told Edith that she was a transvestite. And Edith said, oh, you don't even have a foreign accent. Edith's character, the thing that Edith was so great. Jean Stapleton, rest in peace, she was so great at playing that character. But what happened was, this was 74. Archie, the character Beverly LaSalle, and Edith all became friends. But Edith and Beverly LaSalle became, in the movie, in the show, very good, very close friends. Like you and I, Bobby, just complete opposites. But we met and found out, oh my God, we really like each other. I thought that was so poignant to me at the age of 9 because I felt weird. But when I saw Beverly LaSalle take a wig off, and then I saw her be accepted and loved by this complete racist, Archie Bunker was a complete racist. And when I say race, not just against color, Archie didn't like nothing that wasn't just a white man, white working class man like him. But Beverly gave Archie a heart. Edith already had a heart. That character was so significant in my upbringing. So rest in peace to Norman Lear. I don't care about all the other stories they said, what he did. I don't care about any of that. Only thing I care about is on face value of what those shows did for me as a child and how they helped mold and shape me to the person that I am today. So hats off to the legend. And 101 years old, success. That's a great life. And he knew who he was.
It had his mind.
Like Ronald, he wasn't like Ronald Reagan. He knew exactly who he was.
Oh my God. You saw him. You met him when he was 99? It was just before he turned 100, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, it was right before 100. I think he was like 98 because this was 19.
Okay. So, yeah, but still at that sharpest attack, he had six kids served in the Air Force. He absolutely amazing. His shows were political, social, generational, racial, personal. He did Mary Hartman. That was one. I never really connected with that one, but my God, it went down in history. People
I always it. Thought that Mary Hartman had been in my edibles. Let me just say that. I've always thought that she had been in my edibles.
Yes. And One Day at a Time, I think that was another one. But yeah, he was. And we lost others. We lost Sandra Day O'Connor, who blazed the trail for women to sit on the Supreme Court. She died at 93, a beautiful mind who ended up dying of complications related to dementia, which I after watching my aunt die, it's such a horrible, miserable way to go. You know, it leaves you with absolutely no dignity, unfortunately. We also lost, since we've last spoken, Shane McGowan. He was in band, Irish band known as the Pogues. I didn't know him. He died in New York from some sort of a viral infection at 65. Who else do we have pass? Francis Sternhagen.
And we lost Ryan O'Neill.
Yes, we did. We did. He died of, they haven't released his cause of death yet, but he was fighting over the past 10 or 15 years, prostate cancer and leukemia.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they say that's what it was, the prostate cancer. I watched MSNBC and they said that was the main factor. We also just recently, also 2 days ago, we lost Andre Brower, who was also suffering from, I think from prostate cancer. Yeah, prostate cancer is something. Right. Fellas, I have talked about it to you guys. Please get your prostate checked. Please, I know. Hear me when I tell you that colonoscopy ain't nothing to play with. It's the preparation because the procedure is 3 minutes, if that long. Plus you be out. But the preparation of getting ready for it, but it could change the dynamic of your life, and it could give you time to find out whether something is going on, if you have cancerous polyps or what have you. I'm only speaking from experience. I had it done in 2020. I will tell you that the preparation was yuck. And not yuck in a painful way, just yuck. But the procedure was invasive but painless, over in a second, and now I know I have no cancer polyps. I don't have to go back for 10 years. And that takes the weight of the world off your shoulders.
I was so lucky.
As men, you want to make sure that you can keep, especially of a certain age, that you want to keep a great blood flow through your penis. So your urine is good. Your orgasm is good. Your erections are good. But you will not know that unless you go to the doctor. You don't want to get blockage. And yeah, I know it's a deep conversation. I don't want nobody poking and prodding in my ass. Hear me when I tell you. That doctor poking and prodding is a lot safer than after if you have hit stage four. Because after
having
you
to go
hit
cancer,
stage
right?
four, it's a wrap. Let me just be cold with it. Once you hit stage four of prostate cancer or any kind of cancer, it's pretty much a wrap. There is one in a billion, but if you play the lottery, you know how hard that is to catch that one in a billion. Just take care of yourself and go do it. It's about you. It's about your family. It is about your children, because no one wants to see you go through that. That prostate cancer or any kind, it will eat you up from the inside out, and your loved ones and your family and people who care about you have to witness that. Think about them. Don't think about you. Think about the damage that you do to them. I'm just saying, that's my PSA. Plus,
no, I think that I think
there's
that's
a flip
right.
side, Bobby. There's a plus side. Plus, you get Propofol. Oh my God, I'm thinking about going to have me one next week just to give me some Propofol. Okay, come on.
He was only 61, and he died super fast. You know, they kept saying it was a brief illness, so I don't know if he got to stage four and just didn't realize it. You know, some people suck up. Oh, I just feel a little this or a little that, and they don't bother to listen to the signs of their body. He was raised in Chicago. Did you know him at all through school? I mean, he's
a number of
years older than you, but.
No, I didn't know him, but I followed
him. There are a lot of good people that come out of Chicago.
He was a fantastic actor. They mentioned him in so many sitcoms that he was in. I mean, so many shows that he was in. But the show that I loved him in, I think when I really first paid attention to him, was a movie called Get on the Bus, which was about the Million Man March, and he was on there. He played a gay character. No, he played a person who taunted the gay character, and he was just a great actor. He also played on SVU as a lawyer, Law & Order SVU, who was a great lawyer.
Oh, Homicide. I loved him on Homicide.
Yeah, his acting, his range was ginormous. So may he rest in peace. And again, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow is not promised. It's just not. It is not.
Yeah.
No amount of money, no amount of fame, no amount of anything will keep you when your number is called. So try, and I'm telling y'all this for myself today too, try to find your joy and try to find as much happy as you can. Let's go, Bobby. Where are we going? Where are we going, Lady Bird Johnson?
All right. So the only we have two other ones I just want to mention. Kissinger died. So, you know, that was talk about foreign policy. He was synonymous with foreign policy in the 70s. So that was sort of a legend. He also died. I think he was 100 or 101 and one himself. And then somebody that I loved because I loved the song, Jean Knight died, the legendary singer who sang Mr. Big Stuff. She died at 80. So that is it on the deaths.
Here's a personal question. Why did you like that song?
I just thought, I liked the beat of it. I didn't know what I was hearing, but I thought it sounded cool. And she had a smooth tone to her. And I just thought she was the bee's knees. I thought that was, she was pretty interesting. So when I was a kid, you know, you look up to certain people. And that was, Diana Ross was another one I loved, but I loved her. I thought she was cool. Have you heard, you've got two dogs. Have the mystery dog illness that's been going around?
I've heard of the mystery dog illness.
Oh, I've been nervous. My dog is like desperate to be groomed, and I'm really concerned. They say it's like respiratory stuff. It's super catchy, so you don't know. But it has been all over the news. I haven't heard the past couple of days, but coughing, sneezing, difficulty breathing. Go to the vet. Don't be cheap.
And if you can't go to the vet, go
the
apply for
Fed
CARES credit.
The Fed is holding interest rates again. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, if you can't afford to go to the vet, apply for CARE credit. CARE credit is a credit that takes care of you and your animals. They got credit cards for you and your dogs. You can both use them. I can swipe man for a cold and swipe his for a colonoscopy. Good guy at the same time. Have you heard of that, Bobby?
No, I never had. I love every time we do this. I learn a little something new from you. CARE credit, I'm loving
it. It works for you and your animals.
And I would say if you're someone like Flame who's got two dogs, if you notice it in one, please try to keep them separate because they say it's catching. And just, you know, if your dog's been sneezing or coughing or whatever, just keep them away from the other dogs until you figure out what's going on. Some good news is that the Fed is holding interest rates at the current level, which is 5.25 for the third time this year. The Labor Department said that inflation is eased to 3.1, a lot of it due to dropping gas prices. The Fed is thinking they're going to keep the interest rate steady. And then over next year, hopefully it'll drop. They'll drop it in three increments over the next year, which is terrific. You know, inflation is coming down. I know people probably don't want to hear that.
Oh, disclaimer. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Andre Breyer, now they just posted that it's lung cancer. It was not prostate cancer. It was lung cancer. So let me clarify that. And we're going to pull that out. Let me clarify that because I don't want y'all to say, oh, Flame putting out misinformation. Now I'm going on what I've seen in the media. They did talk about prostate cancer, but lung cancer is bad. And you know, Mom, you know what blows me? I don't know how some people catch lung cancer when they don't smoke. I don't know if he smoked or not. But
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he smoked, but it could have just been for the show. I feel like he smoked on Homicide, Life on the Street, or something like that. But I don't know if he actually smoked in his lifetime. There was another actress, like a child actress. I can't think of her name. She had come out this week with saying that she has lung cancer. She was lucky she had stage one, and she never smoked either. So it's probably in secondhand smoke flame. Like if your parents smoked and they were blowing, remember back in the day, they blew it everywhere. They didn't blow to the side. They didn't leave the house. They smoked right in front of you and it was like a cloud. Not so good. We had a little bit of update on climate stuff. They had the big COP28 summit and they have agreed to start to pull away from fossil fuels. So that'll kind of be good. I think they have a two-year deadline to get in what their formal plans are for their country, how they're going to lower emissions. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I mean, it's sort of inevitable. Can't even say that word 10 times fast. But we'll see how the fossil fuel people feel.
To the Tuskegee Airman that was laid to rest nearly 80 years after he went missing. Second Lieutenant Fred Brewer Jr. has been missing since 10/19/1944.
I know.
December the 6th, Brewer was finally laid to rest in his home state of North Carolina, surrounded by family he never got to meet, but who for years have fought to find him and bring him home. The plane he was flying rode as he attempted a steep climb to get above a cloud cover. Following the war, a body was recovered by U.S. personnel from a civilian cemetery in Italy, but limited tech at the time made it impossible for the remains to be identified. I love that. I love that the family stayed
to
keep his legacy alive.
Right. I do, too. And, I, you know, what is that saying that we hear about with the military, that they never leave a soldier behind? I actually like that the military kept on it as well. You know, I think that's pretty great. And I like to give families closure. So I think that's terrific.
Shout out to the military. And when y'all have the draft, call me, because guess what? I don't meet the age requirement. I got breasts. Oh, I ain't going. I'm just going to sign up and say, here I come. And I'm like, we don't want you. I'm like, see, but I did try to go. Unlike that last administration, he had bone spurts. But I did try to go boobs and all.
Please, bone spurts. There you go. Woohoo! Did you see that Taylor Swift was named Time's Person of the Year? I don't know what actually makes the qualifications. I'll have to go and read it. But I thought that was pretty good. I don't know if it's for her good works with her people or what it is, or the fact that she's got people out voting, you know, young people out voting. But
I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of things, Bobby, because, you know, I've been reading some of the blogs and people say, well, why wasn't it this person? Or why wasn't it that person? I think that the deciding factor for me to say that if I'm going to go over female entertainers, because I'm like you, I don't know the voting process. I think the fact that when Taylor Swift bonused all of her drivers that was taking her equipment from state to state, from city to city, from town to town, she bonused them each $100,000 a piece. I think that's what it was, because we're still in a very much living in a bad economy. Money is tight for so many different people. And for her to do something like that, it showed gratitude. It showed appreciation. It showed that you matter and you care. And I see you. And I'm telling you, a lot of people just want to be seen and appreciated, myself included. So thank you, Taylor Swift. And congratulations. I'm not going to say that I am a Swiftie, but I do love Shake It Off. I've loved Shake It Off ever since the movie Sing, when the little pig was shaking it off, baby.
Yeah. Did you see that that poor, well, I guess, I don't know why he did it. I mean, it seems stupid. Rep Jamal Bowman, remember when they were going to have the big vote and he pulled the fire alarm? They actually are censuring him, which is like a slap on the hand. But the fact that they actually are, they fined him. He took it. He took the fine. I think they put him on some sort of misdemeanor or something, and it goes away after 6 months. But not only are they doing that, they actually are censuring. So hopefully that's the end of it. Please don't pull a fire alarm unless it's something important. You don't pull it when you don't know the right door to go in, people.
He pulled the fire alarm for distraction to hold it up. But isn't that what this whole country doing? Aren't they pulling silent fire alarms because of all the distractions?
Well, something. But speaking about distractions, and I'm going to – you – followed this closer than I did, although I did watch some of the snippets, but I did not watch the debate. What about the Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom debate?
Oh, my God. If you thought I didn't love my governor before, oh, my God.
He was hot, wasn't he? Didn't he? What was his big line? You were telling us during coffee time.
His big line, so Ron DeSantis was pointing out that the state of California is just poop, 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 poop. When I tell you that Governor Gavin Newsom said, you know what? I'm going to agree with you on some things. I'm going to agree with you on all of these. Both of us will never see eye to eye on some things and woo-woo. And his last thing, he says, oh, and the one thing that we do have in common is that neither one of us will get the Democratic nomination for president. Oh, my God, I thought it was priceless. And now, mind you, those at home who don't follow, the reason he said that because he's not running for president. Only DeSantis is. So he was letting him know, not only will I not get it and I'm not in the running, you are in the running and don't worry about it, pimping. Oh, my God, I thought it was great.
That's hysterical.
I'm going to go to the governor's mansion in some panties and a bra and say, Gavin Newsom.
That is absolutely hysterical. I love it. I know sometimes some of the stuff that's been coming out has been entertaining. And I thought that was great. For some reason, I don't know how I missed it, but I didn't turn the TV. It was like after it, by the time that I realized it had gone on. So I had to like, just look at the clickbait, and I thought it was terrific. I thought they, I mean, DeSantis had a few points, so that was good. So he didn't look like a total jackass. But I thought that Newsom clearly won that debate for sure.
I'm still unsure of why Newsom and DeSantis were debating, since Newsom is not running for president.
I think in a way that he was almost holding a placeholder for Biden, because he certainly was, you know, touting all his accomplishments from what I saw of the debate. I don't know how that. I think it's because Newsom challenged him. And so that I didn't think he'd have the nerve to, you know, the balls to pick up the challenge, but he did. So he did, and he did okay, but he clearly did not win. Newsom was on it, and I think Newsom is, you know, you're gonna put your big girl panties on, Flame. But I think he's probably gonna run in 2028, if I had to guess.
I'll take 2028. I wish it was this year that he was prepared for, because then we wouldn't be having all this foolishness with them trying to discard Biden. But, you know, Biden is not, first of all, none of the candidates shaking it up for me. None of them.
No.
But we still have to vote. It is still my legal obligation, my responsibility as an American, to make sure that I cast a vote for somebody that I see. Right now, all I can see is Biden, because everybody else is not giving me anything that I need. Biden is not my perfect candidate either, but if he is the closest thing that I could get to what I want, then I'm going to vote for him, and that is exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah. No, me as well. And I got to be honest. I mean, he said it here when he was here in Boston. We talked about it the last time. I don't think he wants to be running and do the work. These are endless days. These are 20-hour days on some days, you know, and for anybody, even a young man in his 40s to do it. Look at the aging that happened with President Obama. He went in looking like a kid, and he came out, he was Snow White. You know, ages you. It's exhausting. It's grueling.
That is one of the criteria is becoming the president. That's one of the, you go in, and you, the only person that did not come out looking aged.
Yeah, was the jackass.
Was Agent Orange. He just stayed orange.
Yeah. Well, that's, you're exactly right.
He came out
right,
a little rounder. He came out looking like an egg with legs, but he damn sure didn't come out looking old.
That's because he had unlimited Big Macs on our dime. So, why not? I will say President Biden is a man of service, as well as his wife. So he is stepping up to the challenge, because there's nobody else that's willing to. And he does go. I think President Obama and President Biden rock Trump's world. So he's probably the best one to kind of rattle his cage, if there is any rattling that can be done. SAG-AFTRA, they actually ratified a 3-year contract. So that sounds like, and with 78% of the people in favor of, it sounds like that's a done deal. So hopefully that things will open up for you and your entertainment pals.
Well, it'll open up for them, girl. You know, they don't really call me. So we'll see how that goes.
I know, but you never know. 2024 is coming.
2024 is definitely coming. And on that note, with 2024 coming, because we're doing a short episode today, because guess what? Next Christmas is very close upon us, y'all. So get your gifts, get your Santa Claus, get your Christmas tree, get your eggnog, get your gift cards, get your order from Amazon. And if you like the old me, get you a good girdle and a big skirt. Ooh.
You're too funny.
Thank you guys for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. We appreciate you. I am Flame Monroe, and that is my co-host, the gorgeous Bobby Clifford. Well, you can follow Bobby. Where can we follow you at, Bobby?
I am on Instagram, on Clifford Bobby. I don't know who the original Bobby Clifford is. It kind of incenses me. And on Facebook at Bobby Clifford.
And I am on all social media platforms
you?
As Flame Monroe. On Instagram, I'm backwards. I'm Monroe Flame, just like Bobby Clifford. We backwards. Mm-hmm. That's why we get along. But we appreciate you here. Please download us on iHeart under the Black Effect Network, or Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We are 3 years in on Laugh and Learn, and we're hoping to get a fourth year. This is Flame Monroe. That is Bobby Clifford with our co-host, Mr. Aaron Howard. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
iHeartRadio. I'm having trouble hearing you, so I'm going to change. It keeps getting wonky, so I'm going to change my...
Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame of Row. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.